Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Mayor.
Parker and the Mayor.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Hey, Rob, how was your drive on 696? Was it okay? No problems?
Bumpity, bump, bump, bumpity, bump, bump. Still look going? At Robbie nope. go.
All right, well, I'm telling you, if that should have turned into something, which we're glad it didn't, into something little that you didn't want, or even if you just need routine maintenance, you need to take your car, truck, or van at any time to the pros at Expert, that's X-P-E-R-T, Car Care.
That's right, Mark. Best thing about them, they offer you free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. Best of all, they'll get you right back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day.
And Expert Car Care, Mike and his great people service everything on your vehicle, front to back, top to bottom, however which way you look at it, something as simple as a windshield wiper to as major as replacing an engine or transmission. And if you mention these two handsome devils that are right now on ParkerAndTheMan.com, doing my look, you'll get something very nice. I can tell you that right now.
It's Parker and the Man.
Mm-hmm.
If you do that, that's right, Mark. You'll not only receive a free oil change with any work done, I got a better deal for you. How about a free front wheel alignment if your car or truck needs one?
Well, it's over $100 in savings just for saying Parker and the Man. Expert Car Care, you're saying, where do they have a location? I'll tell you right now. Here's your location. 7 miles between Myers and Wyoming and an 8 mile between Mound and Van Dyke. It's Expert Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Care. All right, time for a sports wrap. His name, the Mayor Mark Wilson. Sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Meyer.
Tigers off today. Start a 3-gamer in Kansas City tomorrow night. Rick Porcello goes for 4-1 against the Royals' James Shields, who goes for 4-2. Local scores first on Sports Night with Parker and the Man, presented by Sporty Cuts. NBA playoffs, game 6. Underway Pacers Hawks. Wait, very early. Thunder Grizzlies. What? Huh? Game 6, Rob. It's 3-2. Thanks for paying attention. Thunder and Grizzlies coming up, and the LA Clippers and Warriors this time over Golden State region. 10:30 is your time for that game. Stanley Cup playoffs, Eastern Conference, second round, game 1, Montreal, Boston. Oh, ha, ha. Here we go, huh? We're already in. Here we go. Bruins and Canadians, original 6. Let's make this thing happen. Baseball, American League, Tampa over Boston in the first of 2. Making up a lot of these rainouts now. 2-1 the final. David DeJesus, his second of the season for the Rays. There's no score in the second inning of the nightcap. Seattle, the Yankees underway in the Bronx. 1-1, score second. Jacoby Ellsbury's first homer of the season. Toronto, Kansas City about to go in about 20 minutes from now. Interleague series, Dodgers beat the Twins in the first of 2. That's the Dodgers' 10,001st Major League win. Won their 10,000th game in their history last night. 9-4 the final in the first one. Yasiel Puig had 4 hits. Dan Heron went to 4-0. No score in the nightcap. This is all at Tigard Field. Baltimore over Pittsburgh, 5-1 in the ninth of the first of 2. Nick Markakis, his first homer of the season. National League, Milwaukee-Cincinnati, no score second. Miami leads Atlanta 1-0 second. If the Marlins win, they're at 500 after 28 games, 14-14. Mets in Colorado will be later. PGA Tour, Wells Fargo, round 1 at Quail Hollow, North Carolina. North Kakalaki. Angel Cabrera, 6-under par 66. He has a one-shot lead on Martin Flores and Phil Mickelson, who both shot 67 today. There are 4 at minus 4, including Webb Simpson. Rory McIlroy is amongst the group at 9 at minus 3 after a 69 today at Quail Hollow. Weigh in for the Mayweather-Maidana fight is tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern from MGM in Las Vegas. Floyd Mayweather tries to stay unbeaten in the Grand Garden Arena. And that is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Help me out here. Oh, the Larry David Show?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, Larry David Show, yeah. Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Even I know that, and that wasn't a primetime run or
whatever. That's true. I did know Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Curb Your Enthusiasm, which wasn't on regular TV, was on what, HBO? What was that on? HBO?
Has anybody ever seen Jeff Garland's movie, Someone I Want to Eat Cheese with Someone? That's the name of the movie. It's Jeff Garland, who was on Curb Your Enthusiasm,
I want to eat cheese with you.
Yeah, the name of the movie is I Want to Eat Cheese with Someone. Sarah Silverman's in it, and it's about him being a schlub, and he can't get a girl because he's a schlub. And the whole movie is like 90 minutes of schlubness.
I love that.
That he's a schlub?
A schlub. I know guys who are schlubs. But they're all married and have a wife and kids.
Well, I DVR'd it and watched it, thinking to myself, this could be good. I like Garland on Curb Your Enthusiasm. And it was just awful.
Do you remember Fatso?
Yeah, I remember Fatso.
You remember when Ann Bancroft, who was his sister in the movie, I just always remember this. Mark, they sent him out to go get $40 worth of Chinese food, and he ate it all. And she starts hitting him. You ate $40 worth of Chinese food? Because, you know, that's a lot of food.
40. That's a much better movie than Someone I Want to Eat Cheese With.
Am I right? Fatso?
Fatso's
pretty good. DeLuise.
And Dom DeLuise, it's a little more introspective. The Jeff Garland thing was just garbage.
All right.
Just garbage.
248-848-1130. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man on a TV theme song Thursday.
What's up, Buster? Take them in the order in which they was received.
90 minutes worth of schlubness. What's that?
That was Someone I Want to Eat Cheese With. Please, DVR it soon.
Oh, okay. Well, how about Branded, you know, starring Chuck Connors?
All right, Branded. I know that Branded. We got to find that
Chuck
one.
Chuck Connors played in the majors.
Yes, Chuck Connors.
Yeah, with Jackie Robinson.
Dodgers and Cubs.
And also Chuck Connors, The Rifleman.
Rifleman.
I love that show.
I used to watch The Rifleman, too, all the time. And, by the way, I remember 45 years ago today, I remember Don Wilson of the Houston Astros no-hit the Cincinnati Reds the day after Jim Maloney and the Reds no-hit the Astros.
Don Wilson, who died not a good time. I mean, he's passed away long ago.
Don Wilson had a lot of problems,
big
least.
Time.
Go Google some of the stuff he was involved in.
Did Wilson throw one or two no-hitters, Buster? Do you remember?
Two, I think.
Two no-hitters.
Maloney threw two. And
Maloney threw two no-hitters.
He threw one that won 10 innings and got broken up when Johnny Wilson, the Mets, homered in the 11th inning, and I remember that was June 14, 65, and I remember Denny struck out 8 consecutive batters coming out of the bullpen the next night. I remember listening to that game. That was a month before I turned 12. But anyway, what about the Washington Wizards getting ready to usher the Bulls out of the NBA playoffs? What about the Indiana Pacers? Who might be ready to
Washington already did it.
Yeah, Washington did.
That series is over.
Right. Washington.
What about Indiana might be ready to fall to the Hawks?
Yeah, you know what? Something happened with that team at the end of the year, Buster. Thanks for calling, Mark. We saw it all coming. We saw this coming. And it's not really as big of a shock as people want to think it is, because the Hawks did finish under 500, even though you still thought the Pacers would be able to beat them and move on. But they're
issues. It's been a calendar month since Indiana's been bad.
EP, did
bad.
Hibbert, in the last game, Hibbert had 0 points, right? I mean, Mark, this is the guy who pushed the Heat to the brink last year. You remember seven games, and Hibbert was getting 25 and 12, and nobody could stop him, and the guy had no points.
Freddie, you're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann, back on the Fan. Hi, Freddie, what's up?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Doing great. What's up, Fred?
Hey, I got a couple of choke jobs for you guys.
Let's hear it.
We're not talking about the local strip clubs either.
No.
Why can't we ever just have, you know what I mean, Freddie? Why does it always have to go into the gutter?
Thanks, Freddie. I love it. Keep it coming.
The first one is the golfer in the British Open. I cannot remember
John Vandeveld.
Yeah, he's the number one for sure. And the second one is Jim Schwartz calling that fake field goal in Pittsburgh. That's a big joke.
That was ridiculous. That was not
good. I don't know if they really rank as the all-timers.
Right.
Now, the golf one does. That's one of the all-timers.
Yeah, he had like a quadruple bogey.
That
in
was
the last
he
hole.
Tin-cupped that one.
Let
no
me
question.
Tell you something. If you pulled down his shorts, you know what was right there.
Yeah,
I mean,
he looked
a mess.
Every bit of that.
No, right. It was just a mess. His bum. He had an accident with his bum. His bum.
Oh,
and the biggest joker is Tony Romo, whatever he ever does.
Whatever he does. You know, you know what, Freddie?
Thanks, guys.
Yep,
thanks, Freddie. You know what? He makes it. Tony Romo is a human choke job, right? He is just an everyday, we can call him Everyday Eddie. Every time he's done nothing, and all Jerry Jones ever wants to do is just hand more cash to this guy. He has no resume. Am I right or am I wrong?
No, he has unbelievable regular season numbers, but he hasn't done anything
Rob,
else.
I don't want to hear about his regular
season. No, I know, Mark. I'm with you. I would have never.
This is the Dallas Cowboys.
I would have never. And look how many years it's been. You know what?
Years have gone by.
Here's another guy. They got one player. They have. Let me stop. The New York Jets have. New York Jets, who are horrible, right? Haven't won a Super Bowl since 1969. Mark, they have four road playoff wins. Cowboys have one playoff win in the last, what, 20 years?
Since they won the Super Bowl.
That's their last Super Bowl. It's unbelievable to me. It makes no sense.
They won those three Super Bowls.
He's turned soft, though.
Two with Jimmy Johnson, one with Barry Switzer, and they haven't done jack doodly squat since.
Don't you think? When these owners get older, they seem to... Steinbrenner did it with Torrey when the Yankees choked to the Red Sox 2004, Mark. They're up 3-0. Don't forget, in Game 3... And we can look the score up. The Yankees won, what, 19-11? Remember, A-Rod hit a couple of balls way off the – I mean, Mark, it was unbelievable. It was a softball game. And they lose the next three games. And Joe Torre comes back. Joe Torre came back for a couple of years.
Yeah, you're right.
With a choke. And the same thing –
But there was debate. There was debate on whether Torre could come back.
Yeah, but Steinbrenner, to me, got soft. And you see the same thing.
It wasn't just a gimme.
You see the same thing in Dallas.
To me, Todd McClellan, and I don't wish any ill will on Todd McClellan. I liked him when he was
here
with
Babcock. Mark, it is
what it is. You know, I know. I'm playing the I like the guy.
Don't do that. Don't play that. We hate that. From me or you.
I know.
It's nothing personal. We're talking about the job that he did.
And it's not a job well done. I don't see how you return to San Jose after what happened last night. And the last week. I think that was ridiculous. I think, I'm a San Jose fan, I don't want to see Todd McClellan ever again.
I think that right after that game, Dionne Warwick went down to her home studio and started writing a new song.
Do you not know the way to San Jose?
You better not know your way to San Jose.
Todd McClellan. There
you go.
Hey, here's your guy, Tim from Golfsmith. Hi, Tim.
How you doing, Rob?
Doing great, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hey, I just want to say thanks for coming out tonight. Had a great time, and there's still a lot of buzz in the store for all those sleeves you gave away with the Rob Parker Challenge.
That's right, Mark. They got a sleeve of balls. I think you're probably out of the you don't have any more left in the place, do you?
Oh, yeah, we're completely out. Went to like 5 dozen.
Hey, but Tim, it was a great thing. There's a great event still going on till 9 o'clock, so tell people they could come out and help a great charity. Just tell people again they could come on now, right now.
Yeah, great. Like I said, lots of great prizes, lots of food, lots of great contests going on. 5 to 9, 16 in Rochester. Come on out.
That's right. And
Making sure, Tim, that you still have a place even after Rob.
No, it was all right. I left
appeared.
It intact.
Okay.
Tim, you got to admit, now that simulator, it screwed me. I hit a couple of good balls.
Oh, good.
It wasn't working, Tim.
I heard when the computer wasn't working, you were hitting some great shots. And then when the pressure was on, it's just what Dan was telling me.
Yeah, so. It didn't work out after that. You're absolutely right. But great time, and continue luck on tonight. And people driving around, you still got another hour and 12 minutes to stop by. They got other stuff there as well.
16 in Rochester.
Thanks, guys.
All right, appreciate Tim. It. Yep, appreciate it.
That's Tim from Golfsmith. Again, till 9 o'clock tonight, so you still got another hour and 10 minutes.
I was there from 5 to 6:30.
All right, more coming up on this. It all started because Todd McClellan and the San Jose Sharks, and McClellan was critical of him by his own self.
I want you to come up, Mark, with your biggest choke, because there's got to be one.
I'm not so sure what I saw last night doesn't now rank number one. Now, anything I have left will be number two and three and four and beyond. But I'm sure I can come up with something in this town for sure. So be scared. Be very afraid that I'll come up with something that will affect you, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Lions, Michigan, Michigan State. I'm sure I can come up with the smart ones that are good ones. You too, Michigan. 248-848-1130, Sports Night with Parker and the Man. You can watch us at ParkerandTheMan.com, PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. We're right there on the video streaming. I'm pointing right at the darn thing. Check us on Twitter and Facebook, and as always, Parker and the Man at Yahoo if you want to email us. It's Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man, Detroit's number one late, live, local sports show.
Oh, it's so good.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
All but one man died there at Bitter Creek. They say he ran away.
Brandon,
marked with a coward's shame. What do you do when you're branded? Well, you fight for your name.
He was innocent. Not a charge was true.
You ripped me for idol, but he says to me, don't talk over this. Don't talk over this 50-year-old
branded
television show.
Scorned as the one who ran.
This is Chuck
Scorned
Connors.
Scorned as the one who ran.
What was the other part of the first part? We said branded, a coward shame or something like that. But he's actually having his like patches ripped off his.
Yeah, you remember that, yeah.
Well, he's standing there. They're at the courtyard area of the compound, and the sergeant or something goes up to him.
Wait,
and starts to take, throws his hat off. I mean, it was pretty dramatic for that time period.
It was. He was branded as a guy who ran when there was trouble and everything. It's very good.
And he had to get his name back.
Try to get his name back. That was the whole idea of the show.
That he hadn't done that.
248-848-1130. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man on a TV theme song Thursday. Rob Parker along with the man Mark Wilson. And we're talking about choke jobs. And,
off by saying, okay, it was the biggest choke job ever. But when you saw what happened last night with the Sharks and the Kings winning in four straight after being down 0-3, all San Jose has to do is wrap this sucker up. It was a slam dunk, done deal. Let's go to the second round and have a nice day and face the Anaheim Ducks. Now it's the first ever I-5-405 series between Anaheim and Los Angeles. They've never done it before. They're going to have the first one now, so good for them, Ducks and Kings. But who would have thought that a week ago when San Jose and Patrick Marleau and company were rolling them. Todd McClellan was going to be on people's shoulders. Now he might be carried out of town on a rail. Black, you're on Sports Night with Parker, man. What's up?
Black.
Yeah, that's you. What's happening?
Oh, hey, what's going on? How you guys doing?
Doing great.
I tried calling once we can get y'all going because, you know, yeah, try to give y'all some insights on what's going on. How about Kent Walker and Vic Morrow? What two shows, different shows, did they start in? One was Clint Walker, and the other was Vic Morrow. What two shows did they start in?
Rap Patrol? No.
No.
Vic Morrow.
We just talked about Vic Morrow last week.
We just talked about him the other day.
Because that's what we were talking about, him dying in the set of Twilight Zone.
Right? Yeah, right. The helicopter cut his head or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, he starred in a TV drama back in the day, and Clint Walker was in another one. You know who Clint Walker is, right?
I know the name Clint Walker. I cannot tell you. You'll just have to come with it. I don't know who you're talking about. You win.
Okay, Vic Morrow, the Combat. I'm sure y'all watched
Combat.
That.
Okay.
Well, I knew it was some sort of movie like that. That's why I said Rap Patrol.
I don't know how old you think we are, Black.
Dude. I'm thinking we all eating from the same tree, but maybe not.
How old are you, Black?
57.
Yeah, you're a little older
than us.
Okay, that's okay. Go ahead. And what was the other one?
Clint Walker, Cheyenne.
I do remember that. Yep.
I remember the names. I've never seen the shows.
Right. But I do know those.
Okay. I remember my aunt being a big Cheyenne fan.
Is that right?
Yep.
Right. I'm going to touch on these three quick names. I'm going to go real quick. One is choke job, but never got – they won a championship, we got a pass. Jerry West, one of the biggest all-time chokers. Dr. J in the NBA, one of the biggest time chokers.
Well, Dr. J did get one championship with the Sixers in 83.
That's why they got a pass.
Okay.
Him and Jerry West, they did get one, but Lord knows, both of them, Jerry West played with –
Did you actually just – are you saying Jerry West is a choker?
Well, they didn't win.
He did once. He got one.
He went to seven finals.
I know, and only got one. I mean.
Oh, no. To have that team of Jerry West and Will Chamberlain and Gail Goodrich and Happy Hairston.
And Elgin Baylor.
Elgin Baylor with good hair.
Pat Riley. Pat Riley was a good player.
Right. Mel Counts.
Mel Counts, too. Mel Counts was a terrific player.
That's what I'm saying. You got one. And they call him Mr. Clutch. I'm like, wow, he's a big
People forget how good a player Pat Riley was.
Yeah.
He always jumped good because I was from Louisville, Kentucky. I remember watching them when they lost that game to
UTEP, right? Texas
right.
Western.
Well, it's always to this day. I always wonder about Pat Riley, and I don't know his side or whatever. Just like when he played in that game, you know what was his? You know, like he's playing for that guy Rupp, who was such a. I mean,
one of the all-time racists,
and I don't even know.
He was.
I mean, I don't even know.
You know, Donald Sterling tried to hire him.
Oh, stop.
Well, you know, it's funny you say it, because I'm from Louisville, Kentucky.
Try to get him.
Right.
back in the day, he signed a kid that went to Shawnee High School. He was 7 feet tall. His name was Thomas Payne. And he was, you know, the black guy. And everybody was like, why are you going to Kentucky? And, you know, because everybody, you know, Louisville, we lived in Louisville, and we always hated Kentucky because we understood his views.
Sure.
So we always hated him. But he went down there, and, man, I think he got a bunch of rape charges. And that guy was supposed to have been a pro. He was like 7 feet. It was back in the 60s. But, like I said, I'm skipping around. I'm trying to get it real quick. And like, we got Dr. J. Okay, now let me ask you about Don Sterling. Do you think what he did, his views, obviously baseball shocked me. They didn't come through with getting rid of Marshall. I don't believe in football they would have done it. They would have done that.
Oh, yes, they would. Now, I'm going to tell you, the one thing you're missing is players had a straight-up boycott ready to go, and the NBA knew it, and they knew what they had to do because – those players were going to walk off. This is the first time I've ever seen the NBA Players Association come together and work on something and make a real threat. And I think the NBA realized what was going to happen, and it wasn't going to
really
be good.
You really believe they were going to walk?
Oh, no doubt about it. I knew it. I totally believe it. Totally.
Okay, let me ask you this. See, the reason I say it is, you know, what LeBron James did and said, people just don't do. And you know, Magic, when they first came to him, the ball was in his court. They said, man, how do you feel about this? He said, well, you know what? Me and Cookie, we just not going to come to the game. I'm like, that's all you got to say?
Yeah, but that's a statement, though. That I mean, here's an NBA great talking about not going to the game as long as that guy owns a team.
And can I mention, Black, everybody wanted, like, perfect reactions out of everybody right. In a matter of minutes.
And LeBron,
give people time to breathe.
And you know what?
Ya?
LeBron gave a good LeBron for Mr. Selling T-shirts and sneakers and soda pop. He went out
he
on a limb
strong.
Right away. That's a strong comment right away.
Give people time to breathe on these reactions.
Right from the word go, he went out. Mark, what I'm saying is, you said, what do you want? Magic. Okay. You're an icon. You're not going to bring your wife to the game no more? That's not the statement.
But that was just his first reaction.
Well, and because
come on,
you got to remember, too, he felt hurt personally because he used to go to the games even.
What, do you want him to shoot him? I want to shoot Donald Sterling. What would have satisfied anybody? Nothing, dude. Nothing would have been good enough.
But he came right out.
It's not that, Mark. You have to. I was telling my son, it's easy to leave from the back. It's hard to leave. Okay, if you felt that way, then you should have said that all along. But now that you've seen the wins are going that way, oh, yeah, they should get him out of the league. Him and Michael Jordan, they all step up now. But you didn't say that when
well, in turn. A perfect world, everybody does the right thing, Black. You know that. Thanks, man. I mean,
appreciate it.
We just don't live in a perfect world for everybody. And, boy, this story, if it's told me anything, is how imperfect this world
is. But you
really
can't please
is.
Everybody. Mark,
no.
You'll die trying to please everybody.
It
so that's not
happen.
The issue.
Can't happen. Can't happen.
It's hard enough to please your wife.
I just wish people would let people breathe on their reactions. Everybody judged everybody on their initial reaction.
Mark, we live in a 24-hour news cycle. Don't just let it go.
I dealt with it all day today. It's unbelievable, Rob. Some of the stuff you said to me, I kind of tried to backtrack.
You can't. Dude, I told you. I told you.
It's worse.
But that's what I didn't. But see, I told you that day when I came in, and you was, and I told you.
I didn't diss you on it.
No, but didn't I have my finger on it? What was the first thing I said?
It was the first. But that was the point. That was the first thing you said, Mark. Some of the they don't under.
And
I'm shocked.
And they're what you call. I said they're hurt by this.
Yeah, they're defending this.
Yes,
guy.
They don't get it. Don't get it.
I'm being like subliminal. All right, coming up, we got a sports wrap for you. I actually have written down. I gave one big choke to each of the teams: the Wings, the Pistons, the Tigers, the Lions, Michigan, and Michigan State. If you want in Central, Western, and Eastern, someone's got to call with one of the for them. Okay, 248-848-1130. We're into the 8 o'clock hour on Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
What a pair of loons!